Morning. Oh my goodness. What exactly happened here? Was somebody drunk in their cups? Miami? You've looked better. Oh, but you're still so beautiful, all puffy and gray and a little bit dead. What did you drink? Poison? No, I'm afraid not. You may not die. I have need of you. Well, first I need you to go shopping, then you need to rub my back, do all my household chores, and provide me with a climax. It's all run down in our relationship agreement. Well, it's your fault. Should have read the terms and conditions. Did you have fun? Did you feel like a real grony grown-up drinking your alcohol? Smoozing with the boozing, doing wild things like laughing at people's jokes that aren't even that funny? Proud of you. Socializing, getting intoxicated. You're all grown up. And all gray. And a little bit sweaty. But it's okay, because I like you very much. Some might even call it affection. I don't know. Some. Who is some and what are they? I do not know. All I know is... hi. My goodness. Are you in pain? Is your head going thumpy thump? My baby. That is so sad. I'm sad for you. Look, it's my sad face. Oh, I'm so sad. How can I help? Would you like food? Drugs? A vasectomy? Well, then I just can't possibly help you. I've offered all the sensible solutions and still no dice. You are beyond help. I just have to lie here and grapple with your hangover. Yeah, but I can lay on top of you. Yes, you will. 'Cause guess it's like when ladies give birth, they convince themselves it doesn't hurt that much, and then they have another baby, and they're like, shit, it hurt that much. That is your relationship with alcohol. And I, for one, fully support it. Well, you don't have an addictive personality, and when you go out, I get the bed all to myself. But you said my brutal honesty was charming. Only when you're not in physical pain. Psychological's fair game, right? Yeah. You need medicine. And hydration, and something in your stomach, and to wash off this clammy clamness. I love you, but you are sticky. Not in the fun way. The alcohol is escaping your pores way. And it is seeping into our bed, and I'm not... No. Not loving it. I do love you, but I love her bedding too. Because it's Laura Ashley and it makes me happy. Because it makes me feel all cottagecore and zen. Shit. It's good for my soul. Please respect it. Can you respect it? Can you? Can you? Please. Then you may stay. Only until I retrieve the drugs. Make you food. Make you eat it. And then make you take a shower. You will thank me. You will. You don't think you will, but you will. Hygiene is one of the pillars of mental health. Scrub-a-dub-dub. But first, drugs. How many? All the drugs. Forever. I love you. Now let's get you doped up and washed.